Welcome to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB. For more information about the ministries of First Baptist Church or to listen to previously recorded messages, please visit albertvillefbc.org. If you do not have a church home, please join us for worship this Sunday at 10:15 a.m. We hope you are blessed by today's broadcast.
Wonderful to see you. You may be seated. We are so glad that you have come to worship with us today. If you are a guest in the room, we would invite you to take just a moment to tear off the registration that's attached to the worship guide you received when you came in. If you will fill that out and then place it in the offering box as you leave, they're right outside the doors here. You just place that in the box. Hey, okay, the kids are waving. Everybody go ahead and wave at your Wave at your kids. You wave. Go ahead and we'll get there. You go. That sounds great. We would love to have a record of your being here. If you're a guest in the room, we have a gift for you at the welcome desk just outside the door. There will be someone there that would love to give you that at the conclusion of the service today. Please do so. If you're a regular attender, there's several things to sign up for on here. Take a look at that yourself. We'll talk about it at the end of the service. If you are participating online, welcome. We're thankful to have you worshiping with us. Right now on your screen, you will see a little saying. It says, text the word welcome to 256-322-6100. If you'll text that word, W-E-L-C-O-M-E, to 256-322-6100, it's going to ask you a question as a prompt reply. And then when you respond in that way, later this afternoon, you'll be in the text conversation with me for just a moment. Just want to say thank you for attending and want to see if we can pray with you about anything. So we'd love to know that you're participating online if you'll do that now. We're thankful and excited. You are going to be blessed by the kids. Listen, you just clap for them when they sing. You'll love it. Actually, for the big kids too, because you're going to be blessed today. We want you to worship. We pray that you will be encouraged, and we pray that we will all leave here with the greater wonder and awe of the miraculous way salvation was brought to mankind through Jesus. Now, as you make your way in, if you need somewhere to sit, or if we have anybody else that comes in, there are a few extra seats right down front on each side, and they're encouraged for that. We've added some chairs in the back, and so we're thankful that you were here today. Let's pray, and then we're excited to worship with you this morning. Father God, thank you for the privilege to come and worship you. Thank you for the opportunity to sing praises to your name. Father, I pray that you will allow every boy and girl, every man and woman who's singing today to lift up your name. Every person who's playing in the orchestra, every person who's playing with our band, every single person who is helping us with tech and all the things that are happening. Father, that today our one and single desire would be to lift up the name of Jesus, our Emmanuel, God with us. And Father, that lives would be transformed because we sing truth about you and we open scripture and look at truth about you. Father, have your way among us today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Weather is getting cold, with holiday stories told. There's joy in the air and there's gifts for both young and old. We're hanging the Christmas lights as we sing of that holy night. We gather again to give thanks for the love God sent. Join with the shepherds, join with the saints of old. There's a call from the throne to the earth that His praise be known. Joy to tell. For me and for you, Jesus came to make all things new. In the midst of a world in pain, He was born to bring joy again. The greatest of news, He is with us, our God and nations. Invite all your friends next door. There's a call from the throne to the earth that is praised. Yeah.
you for a little while longer. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.
People in darkness, the ones in darkness, they have seen a light shining in their night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those in the shadows, in the land of death, for them a light has dawned. The light of the world has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Word has become flesh, and now He dwells with us. His glory we have seen, shining for you and me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. imagine there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
Yeah. Church family, would you stand with us as we sing these carols of praise this morning?
Thank you.
Luke chapter 2, beginning in verse 25. It says, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And when he came in the Spirit to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people, Israel.'"
Come, my eyes have seen your salvation lay before me, which you've prepared for all to see, your light, your glory to see. Just like the prophet said.
Jesus, the promised one has come. The wait is done. Listen, I can't help but sing that song, thank you, and not lift my hands in praise when we sing those words. Our King has come. Would you say that with me? Our King has come. One more time. Our King has come. We can give our praise to him. The promised one has come. The scripture that I read before that song says that Simeon had been waiting a very long time to meet the Messiah. And as a child, I learned that Christmas is all about waiting. Think about your childhood with me. We waited for the last day of school to arrive. We waited for Santa to show up at the mall. We waited for the first holiday commercials to come on TV. We waited for Charlie Brown Christmas to show up on CBS. We waited for Christmas cookies to finish baking. We waited for craft ornaments to dry. We waited for meals to be finished on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day so we could open up presents. And we waited for the sun to come up so our parents would let us get out of bed. We waited. We understand the idea of waiting. Simeon waited to meet the Messiah in the temple. And the Holy Spirit told him that he would not die until he had seen the Savior to come. Well, the theme of waiting is strong in the Bible. I want to take about 2 minutes and talk about that with you for just a moment. We can see it all throughout the scripture. Joseph in the Old Testament waited 2 years in prison for a cupbearer to remember him. And then he waited 20 years to see God's promise fulfilled with his family. Nehemiah, who wanted to rebuild the temple, he waited 4 months for the okay from God to be able to approach the king. David, when he was anointed king, he went back to the pasture and continued shepherding for many years. He waited until God told him it was his time to take on his kingdom. We talked 2 weeks ago about Manoah and his wife who waited for years for God to give them a child, and then the mighty Samson was born. We talked last week about Elkanah and his wife Sarah and how they waited for years to have a son, and then Samuel was born. And then we think about Abraham and Sarah in the Bible, how they waited for almost a century. Almost 100 years before Isaac was born and the fulfillment of the prophecies about Israel would come true. Listen, if you're here in this room and you are a follower of Jesus, hear me say this. Some of your most precious time with the Holy Spirit will be times of waiting. Because we all have to wait from time to time. What are you waiting on today? Maybe some in this room are waiting on a child. Maybe you're waiting on a job. Maybe you're waiting on a spouse to come to Christ. Maybe you're waiting on physical healing. Maybe you're waiting on deliverance from some circumstance. Maybe you're waiting for some peace in your heart or peace in your mind. Maybe you're looking for emotional health. Maybe you're just waiting to be reunited with a loved one who's gone on before. Well, can I say to you what every song we've sung and what that last song surely says is that God does not forget his people. And he has not forgotten you. I want to encourage you to look at your time of waiting as preparation. To know that God is at work in your life. He was at work in all of those characters' lives that I mentioned from the scripture just a moment ago. And things don't happen fast in this world. And I don't believe God designs them to happen quick. We like a quick fix solution, don't we? We live in a world, some of you are going to get for Christmas an Instapot. Somebody in here is getting one. It's on somebody's list. Instapots, minute rice, microwavable food, fast food, 10-minute oil changes, pizza on demand. All those things, we're ready for things in a hurry. We've forgotten that many good, godly things take time, that God works in our lives. Think about it this way. It takes 100 years to make a mighty oak tree. It takes one season to make an acorn. Do you want to be an oak tree or a nut? Some of y'all are settling for the nut, okay? But there is life available, and God desires that we would wait in preparation, and then he does bring in hope at just the right time. So three of these biblical examples were all about that hope. We saw Elkanah and his wife. We saw the parents of Samuel, Samson, and Isaac, every one of them. But can I say to you that the greatest hope miracle birth took place 2,000 years ago. We've sung about it all morning. Hope was born in a stable some 2,000 years ago. And it happened 6 miles outside of Jerusalem in a small little town called Bethlehem. This was not just hope for King David and his line. This was not just hope for Jerusalem or for Jewish people. Listen, this was hope for every man, woman, boy, and girl that would ever live. And I want you to know that Jesus' birth in that small town 2,000 years ago has a great and profound and eternal impact on this small city of Albertville, Alabama today. Why? Because hope is here. There's hope for Albertville. There's hope for you. There's hope for me. Christmas declares that hope is available for all people. Salvation is available for all people. There's one more place in Scripture that talks about a miraculous birth that I have to mention really quickly as we move forward, and that is this. There is no birth more miraculous than Jesus, except one that rivals because he does the work. And here it is. It's you and me. It's our second birth. Hark the herald angels sing. It has that beautiful line in it that says, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Don't miss that. Jesus was born to give you second birth. I want to read a passage of Scripture that you'll know one verse of it for sure. Let me set the scene. A Pharisee among Pharisees, a true religious leader, comes to Jesus by night. And here's what he says. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. And Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, born of the first birth and then born of God, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which was born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So Jesus talks a little more to Nicodemus, and then he says this, you'll know it. This is what Jesus says to Nicodemus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, he was speaking of himself, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Listen, Isaac's birth was miraculous. Samson's birth was miraculous. Samuel's birth was miraculous. Jesus' birth is miraculous. But friends, your second birth is miraculous. You can be born again. How does that happen? That's a very specific and special way of saying that we can give our lives to Jesus because we are dead in our sin. The fact that you and I have disobeyed God, there's not a perfect person in the room, so we do not deserve him or his heaven. And so we are separated from him for all eternity. But God so loved the world that he made a way that we could be with him. We must be born again. How does that happen? Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's you, that's me, that's all of us. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of that sin is death, separation from God. But the gift of God is eternal life. You're going to exchange some gifts this Christmas. You're not about to ask someone to pay for it once you give it to them. And I want you to know that new life, eternal life, God's life for you, he's not going to ask you to pay for it. You couldn't if you wanted to. It's his free gift to you. Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrated his love for us, and that while you and I were still sinners, Jesus died for us. That's what we just sang about. The light of the world has come. Hope has come for us. So if you've never given your life to Jesus today, it is no accident that you are here. In this moment, I invite you to stop and say, Jesus, I need to be born again. I need you to make me new. Please forgive me. I give you my life. There's no magic words. It's your heart saying, God, I repent. What does it mean to repent? If you're walking this way and you repent, I'm going to change my mind. I'm going to change my direction. That's what we do to repent. So to repent means, God, I change my mind. I'm not going to do it my way. I need you. I must be born again. If that's you and you'd like to give your life to Jesus, I'm going to give you an opportunity to in just a moment. So be ready. But secondly, for those of us here who do know him, who have been born again, we have been made new by him, we understand his light. Can I say to you, if you are in some kind of time of waiting in your life, listen, my encouragement is for you to know that the Holy Spirit works in our time of waiting. And God has not forgotten you, and he will not forget you. So be encouraged this Christmas season, whatever you're going through. If we can pray for you, we'll pray for you. If we can help you, we'll help you. We want to encourage you to know and see the true light and peace of Jesus at work in your life. But here's what we're going to do before the choir sings one final song. I'm going to have a prayer time. We're not going to invite people to walk down the aisle or anything this morning. We just want you to pray at your seat. And then when we're done, I'd love to talk with you if you'd like. So we're going to pray together for just a moment. Would you bow your heads? If you're here and you've never given your life to Jesus, you're not sure you have him in your life, you're not sure you know him as your Savior, I want to invite you right this moment. I'm going to pray and say this, Father God, I need you. I need to be born again. I need you to come and forgive me of my sins, make me new in you, and I want to serve you. If that's you and you want to do that right now, from your heart, give your life to him. You don't need me to coach you. You don't need me to say it for you. And you can't earn it if you tried to. So it's not about how bad you were yesterday. It's about how perfect he is today. And if you want to give your life to Jesus right now, just in your own words, say something similar in your heart to Father God, I confess I need you. I must be born again. I need you to make me new. Forgive me of my sins. I ask for your salvation. May I walk in you. Now, with your heads bowed, I'm not going to embarrass you or point you out, but I do want to pray for you. So I'm really not. This isn't a bait and switch. We're not about to invite you to come down. All I want to do is pray. If you pray to give your life to Jesus and you say, Chris, I will proclaim that to you. I will tell you that I prayed that prayer right now so that I can pray for you. That's all I'm going to do. Would you lift your hand up if you prayed that prayer just real high so I can see it and then put it down. Anyone across the room, lift it right up real high. Okay. And for those here that know the Lord, if you're waiting, please know that hope was born in a stable 2,000 years ago. And that same hope is at work in your circumstance. Do not give up. Rest in Jesus. Boldly ask him to move in your circumstance, but give him glory in your time of waiting. Oh, Father God, I pray for any that made a decision for you that they might humbly let someone know that they did that they might follow through by coming to see me or someone else here in leadership, that we can help them and encourage them. Father, for those in this room that are contemplating coming to know you, that your Holy Spirit would do a work in their life and draw them to you. Father, please just draw them to yourself. And Father, for those of us that know you, my prayer is that if we're in some season of waiting, whether it's a major wait, a minor wait, if it's been going on for years or days, whatever the case may be, if we've been waiting, that we would find hope in you. that we would trust you, that we would lean in to you through your word, by reading the word, that we would lean in prayer and boldly ask you to move among us. Father, that is our desire today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hope was born 2,000 years ago. There is hope for everyone.
Sing, there's hope for everyone to announce our King. There's hope for everyone. What good news they bring! There's hope for everyone. Angels sing, there's hope for everyone. They came from afar. There's hope for everyone. Wise men saw the star. There's hope for everyone. Shepherds heard the choir. There's hope for everyone. From afar, there's hope for everyone. We are waiting on the promise for the one who lights the darkness, bending low to be among us. Bring your glory in the highest, Jesus. Come, let us adore. There's hope for everyone on the
to the radio ministry of Albertville's First Baptist Church. For more information, please call 256-878-2291 or visit www.albertvillefbc.org. We hope you will join us next Sunday at 9 a.m. right here on 105.1 WQSB.